Good afternoon once again. My name is Paula Marin, and I am a public health nurse for Los Angeles County Department of Public Health, SPA 4. I will be presenting a SPA 4 collaborative response to a tuberculosis outbreak affecting the homeless in Skid Row. Before I begin, I have no financial disclosures to report. Let me begin with some background. Tuberculosis, or TB, is an airborne communicable disease caused by Mycobacterium tuberculosis, and it is transmitted via close contact over an extended period of time. And although it can affect everyone, populations such as the homeless are at higher risk of becoming infected due to substance abuse and compromised immunities, to name a few. In 2013, the homeless count in Los Angeles, LA County, was estimated at 57,737. In LA City, 29,682. And in Skid Row, the area that I will be focusing on, 3,463. Skid Row is nearly a 50-block area east of downtown LA, located within SPA 4. And some of the services provided in the area include mental, social, and health services, as well as shelters and substance abuse programs. This map of Los Angeles County is divided by the 8 service planning areas, or SPAs, and shows the highest concentration of homeless persons in SPA 4, with over 11,500 homeless persons in 2011, as reflected by the darkest blue area near the center of this map. In 2004, new technology began to include DNA analysis that could establish a potential link between TB cases, known as genotyping. From 2007 to 2013, 101 TB cases were genotypically linked in LA County among the homeless, with 53 of those cases identified in SPA 4. This specific strain is susceptible to the first line of TB medications, and as a result of the initial investigation, LA County TB Control identified approximately 4,600 high-priority homeless contacts to the 101 TB cases identified. This chart shows you the trend of TB cases in Los Angeles County, which have decreased from 2007, which were 815, and in 2013, 666. The fourth column reflects the 101 genotypically linked cases, and then the last column reflects 83 of those cases which were reported to be homeless. Now the difference, which is 18, were not reported as homeless, but were reported to have a connection to Skid Row. The public health nurses and the collaborative team utilize the public health nursing practice model to achieve our public health vision of healthy people in healthy communities. Our project also met the Healthy People 2020 objective of immunization and infectious diseases. Our assessment was that out of 4,600 homeless contacts, approximately 800 were assigned to SPA 4 to locate and initiate follow-up. Many challenges were encountered when attempting to locate these contacts, such as addresses belonged to buildings that were demolished and others were parking lots, to name a few. We also considered that in the past decade, there had been a less than 5% completion rate of latent TB infection, LTBI prophylaxis, among homeless patients in Skid Row due to poor adherence and complex needs. Our diagnosis was a need for a multidisciplinary approach to strategically evaluate, case manage, and ensure treatment and prophylaxis adherence of TB cases and eligible TB contacts identified in the Skid Row community to reduce the spread of TB. Our outcome objective was, by June 2014, 60% of the 800 TB contacts assigned to SPA 4 who are identified as part of the TB homeless outbreak in Skid Row will be evaluated for active TB disease and LTBI to reduce the spread of TB. For the plan, I will discuss our 3 intermediate objectives and their associated process objectives. Our first intermediate objective was, by September 2013, 100% of SPA 4 staff will be knowledgeable on the new TB contact investigation, TBCI guidelines, the 12-dose LTBI regimen with use of incentives, and TB screening with QuantiFERON TB Gold Test, QFT, and T-SPOT TB Test. For the process objectives, first, by July 2013, 100% of SPA 4 staff will attend trainings on the new TBCI guidelines, the 12-dose regimen, and field testing with QFT and T-SPOT. Second, by August 2013, 100% of the active TB cases identified will continue to be case managed and on treatment, and this is an example of our tertiary prevention. Third, by August 2013, 100% of the TB contacts who initiate the 12-dose regimen will be closely monitored for adherence and completion of treatment. Our second intermediate objective was, by September 2013, 100% of SPA 4 staff, nursing staff, will utilize the TB homeless tool established to assist in the case management of the TB contacts. The process objective was, by August 2013, 100% of SPA 4 nursing staff will receive training on the use and application of the TB homeless tool. Our third intermediate objective was, by January 2014, 95% of SPA 4 nursing staff and district public health investigators, DPHIs, will collaborate with Skid Row providers to conduct TB and HIV screening of new homeless arrivals to the area, including identified TB contacts and prompt referral of symptomatic clients. The process objectives were, first, by July 2013, 90% of the key staff members at the three major missions in Skid Row will receive training on the 2013 TB shelter guidelines that include cough alert protocol and process for referring symptomatic clients. Second, by December 2013, 95% of SPA 4 nursing staff in partnership with DPHIs and Skid Row providers will collaborate to conduct 7 TB and HIV screening outreaches in the area. As for our implementations reflect the Minnesota model and illustrate population-based interventions at all levels of practice, with emphasis on outreach, screening, case management, health teaching, and collaboration. Additional implementations include staff training related to the new TBCI guidelines, the 12-dose regimen for the treatment of LTBI, the TB homeless tool, and field testing with QFT and T-SPOT, which are newer and more specific diagnostic blood tests for LTBI. In 2011, the CDC released the recommendation of a new LTBI treatment referred to as the 12-dose regimen, and in May of 2013, it was implemented for use with patients who reported to be homeless and meet criteria. The 12-dose regimen is 3 months of INH and rifapentin, also known as 3HP. 3 refers to 3 months of treatment. H is abbreviated for INH and P for rifapentin. Calculated dosages are given once a week for 12 weeks via direct observed preventative therapy with patients closely monitored for side effects. And due to its practical advantages, it is more likely to be completed than the standard regimen of 6 or 9 months and is an equal alternative. We also provided $10 incentives at each visit, such that incentives have increased prophylaxis adherence among homeless patients. Another implementation includes the development of a TB homeless tool by a work group of PHNs, and it includes an appointment schedule with tracking log, a step-by-step process to follow during rotation at clinic, a PHN guide for the case management of these specific contacts, fillable progress notes, pre-printed appointment cards, instructions on specimen processing, a monthly PHN rotation schedule at satellite clinic, and a toolbox of supplies when collecting these specimens. As part of our primary prevention, trainings were conducted at the three major missions in Skid Row that included TB education and implementation of the 2013 TB shelter guidelines, which incorporate the cough alert protocol and process for referring symptomatic clients. It also stresses the importance of TB screening for clients upon admission into a shelter. Additionally, 7 outreaches were held by partnering with Skid Row providers to conduct, first, targeted testing at specific sites to screen exposed contacts, and community-based screening for homeless persons not specific to exposed contacts. The TB outreaches included QuantiFERON testing and T-spot TB testing, mobile chest x-rays, HIV testing, and flu vaccine administration. Moving on to our evaluation, by September 2013, 100% of SPA4 staff had attended the designated trainings as evidenced by sign-in sheets. By September 2013, 100% of SPA4 nursing staff had received training on the TB homeless tool, which was then implemented and utilized as evidenced by completion of the forms with the case management of each contact. By September 2013, 90%, which is over 200 key staff members at the 3 major missions in Skid Row, received training as evidenced by sign-in sheets. And by December 2013, 95% of SPA4 nursing staff, in partnership with DPHIs and Skid Row providers, collaborated and conducted 7 TB and HIV screening outreaches as evidenced by staff sign-in sheets. And as a result of the collaboration, 570 people were screened. This pie chart reflects the evaluation of our outcome objective and illustrates the total number of contacts that were evaluated as of December 2013. Out of 800 contacts received by SPA4, 435 were evaluated. And even though 53 genotypically linked cases were identified in SPA4, out of 435, no new active TB cases were identified, as reflected in green. 4 TB suspects were identified and pending final diagnosis at the time, as reflected in purple. 50 TB2 cases, also referred to as LTBI cases, as reflected in red. And 381 TB1 cases, which are contacts with a negative QFT or T-spot, as reflected in blue, although the numbers are preliminary for TB1 and TB2s. As part of our secondary prevention, this pie chart further reflects the evaluation of our outcome and process objectives for the 50 LTBI cases that were started and monitored on the 12-dose regimen as of March of 2014. 32 completed treatment, which is 64% of the 50 and is significantly higher than the less than 5% in the past decade, as reflected in the dark blue. 5 were on progress on 3-HP, as reflected in red. 1 was changed to isoniazid daily since she started HIV medications, and rifapentin is contraindicated with HIV medications, as reflected in green. 8 stopped against medical advice, as reflected in purple. 2 were discontinued due to side effects, as reflected in light blue. And 2 requested to be dropped as they did not want to continue with prophylaxis, as reflected in orange. Since then, our numbers have gradually continued to improve, and as of July 2014, 72 had enrolled and 44 had completed. In conclusion, open communication and a collaborative approach by the multidisciplinary team, community education, staff training, use of the 12-dose regimen with incentives, and use of the TB homeless tool have been fundamental in meeting our objectives, including the successful evaluation of TB suspected cases and TB contacts during this ongoing TB contact investigation affecting the homeless in the Skid Row community. Thank you.